added $2,140 to our totals. Amen. Well, that takes us up to $97,333, friends. We are just $167 away from the halfway point. Now, that might happen here in the next program. We're coming up to The Revealing Truth with Reverend Jason Bumgardner in just seconds. But the phone lines are open if you'd like to join us with a call and a pledge of support to keep Christian Radio on the air. Our number again is 888-221-8990. That's a toll-free number. Our local number, 772-221-1100. $167 to the halfway point. Maybe, just maybe, that'll happen during the Revealing Truth broadcast today. Here's Pastor Bumgardner.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21, All Professional, and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047. Taking care of
business. The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Hi, I'm Pastor Tina Cook, and I would like to invite you to our awesome True Life Inner Healing Group every other Saturday morning from 9 to 11 a.m. If you are in need of a touch, a word, or a healing from Jesus Christ, this is the place to be. Every group, we have a God encounter. I love the presence of God, but even more, I love watching Him instantly transform your life. It's a fact that your life will never be the same. For the next group date, check out our website at mytruthchurch.com. And you can also check out my testimony at tinacook.org. So come, join me every other Saturday at 9 a.m. and come expecting.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Foundationally, I just want to speak this to you, and it's something that we all need to understand going into the message tonight. Until your revelation becomes greater than the environment that you live in, your environment that you live in will always dictate your life. So that's where revelation is important, amen? And you will live a life of containment. If your environment around you dictates the life that you live, then you are bound in containment. I'll say it one more time. Until your revelation becomes greater than your environment will always dictate your life, and you will live a life of containment. I don't know if I got anybody in here tonight that's ever felt like they've been contained, but a big part of my life, I felt like I was in containment. I felt like I was bound by the things that were around me. I mean, a lot of times we let the things in our life that are going on in our life define us. And not just define us to the world that we live in, but define us in our own thinking so that we believe what it is that's dictating our life. How many know that you are not your car, you are not your house, you are not your stuff, and you certainly are not the sum of all the troubles of your life? I know sometimes we've been told that. Sometimes by very well-meaning people who really don't know what the heck they're talking about. If we're being honest tonight, can we be honest? Can we have a little bit of truth? Amen. But you certainly are not the sum of all the troubles of your life, although sometimes we have identified with all the troubles of our life and it has shaped who we have become. Sometimes we've allowed the circumstances of our life to define us. We've allowed the hiccups of our life, the failures of our life. Amen? How many of you recognize tonight that the human race is pretty good at that stuff? We're good at that. Amen? How many know when we see people that live below the poverty level, society says that you are a poor person. Isn't that right? If I say to you somebody lives below the poverty level, then we'd all say they're poor people. But can I say this to you? That has no bearing on who you are. Right. Come on, amen? Amen? And it certainly should not define who you are as a person. People fail. I don't know if I got anybody here that's ever failed at anything, but people fail. If you haven't failed, you will. People fail, but that does not make them a failure. We are not defined by our failures, amen? Sometimes we keep trying to identify people from where they have been or the place where they broke down or the place where they have messed up or the place where they fell down. We identify people in our minds when we see them in the harshest circumstances of their life. And we say, oh, that's Rob. He's been divorced 4 times. Don't get no marriage counseling from Rob because obviously he don't know how to hang in there in a marriage. No. Come on, somebody, amen? Or there goes Fred. I don't get no financial advice from him. He's filed bankruptcy 5 times. Is this okay? Is everybody all right with us tonight? Amen? We are all pretty good at telling people where they fail. Because we can see everybody else's problems. We've become a pretty good judge of character of everyone except for our own self most of the time. Come on, amen? And what happens is we tend to identify people with the circumstance of their life, or we tend to identify people with the environment that is containing them in their life rather than identifying what's on the inside of them. And I mean, if you're a child of God tonight, then you got everything you need on the inside of you. There are some of you in here tonight, you got things on the inside of you that you're not even aware of that shape destiny, there are dreams on the inside of you. Some of you had dreams when you're 3, 4, 5 years old. They never manifested and you gave up on the dream, but the dream is still alive on the inside of you. And the Holy Spirit is calling to you to release the potential that He's put on the inside of you because you're not a mistake or a failure. You're not identified with where you broke down. Tonight you're identified by what's alive on the inside of you because God, come on somebody, God put it there. He designed you, He purposed you, and He destined you. Some of you got greatness on the inside of you. That's good news. It was good news for me. It's okay to say it too. Don't worry about what anybody thinks. They might think you're a little bit full of yourself, but the truth is you do have greatness on the inside of you, just waiting to break loose on the outside of you and become everything that God designed for you. And the key is we can't allow what is around us to define us. We cannot allow what the circumstances of our life are, that are going on, to define who we are. We have to allow what is on the inside of us begin to define who we are. Because help me understand, God never changes a life from the outside in. He changes a life from the inside out. Somebody say it's an inside job. God works on an inside job. When God begins to work in an individual's life, He moves on the inside of their life, and He begins to shape destiny with truth that has been revealed to them, that causes hearts to leap with anticipation about the possibilities that He's connected on the inside of them. And a voice begins to speak that says, no, you are good enough. You have got what it takes. I did plan and purpose your life and give you a hope and a future. You're not washed up, washed out. You don't have to live in regret. You don't have to back up and shut up. God's got destiny for you tonight. Do you believe it? I wonder if I got anybody in the house that believes it tonight. It's an inside job. It's an inside job. God's an inside trader. The SEC would arrest him if they could, but he knows what's happening in the stock market before it ever happens in the stock market. It's an inside job. That's why you can't put your faith in your 401k. You got to put your faith in Jesus. Because your 401k and your IRA will let you down from time to time, but Jesus will never let you down. It's an inside job. He knows if it's going to rain, and He knows if it's going to snow. He knows if crops are going to grow or if they're going to die. It's an inside job. And He knows the destiny of your life tonight.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment, but first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church that has been serving our community for the last 2 years. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church, whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group. There's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
Proverbs 20:27 says this, the spirit of the man is the candle of the Lord. One translation says it this way, the spirit of the man, spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord. I mean, when you read this, the word is, is italicized, meaning that the writers added that word in there to bring clarity to the scripture that they were reading. But it literally says this, the spirit of a man, lamp of the Lord. Say that with me. The spirit of the man, the lamp of the Lord. What does that mean, Pastor? Well, I'm glad you asked. I'm going to tell you. That means this. That means that your spirit is where God illuminates the path of your life. It's on the inside. He lights it up in your spirit and gives you revelation for transformation. That's why you got to renew your mind and not be conformed to the world. Is everybody okay? Is everybody with me? I'm not going too fast, am I? Is everybody all right? Wave at me if I'm going too fast. Come on. That's why it's more important for you to see with your spiritual eyes than it is to see with your natural eyes. That's why it's more important for you to hear with your spiritual ears than it is to hear with your natural ears. Because what you hear with your natural ears may not always agree with what the Word of God is over your life. And if you believe a lie, then you'll behave a lie. If somebody tells you you'll never amount to anything and you hear that all your life growing up, then how many of you know you're going to believe you ain't never going to amount to anything? Because if you believe a lie, then you behave a lie and you act like that. But I'm telling you right now, if you'll tune your spiritual ears to the Word of God that's being spoken over your life tonight, then you will hear a truth. And if you believe the truth, it'll bring freedom and revelation in your life and change you from the inside out. Because it's an inside job. Somebody say it's an inside job. I love it. Amen. Because how many of you know, He don't illuminate your life from out here. He illuminates your life from in here with revelation. Psalms 119, 105 says, the word of the Lord is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You say, well, what does that mean? It means when His word comes into my life, it will show me the path that I need to be walking on. It'll show me when and where to walk. That way I don't step in potholes. That way I don't break down on the side of the road. because he's illuminating the path of my life. There's a lot of times, I mean, there's a lot of times God shines a light on your path, but you decide to go your own way. You start singing the song, I'm going to do it my way. And then the next thing you know, you're off in a ditch somewhere wondering how you got there, waiting on AAA to come by and pick you up and get you back on the road again. Because he illuminates from the inside. He lights up the path of your life. That way I know what to do because of what's going on the inside of me. Ephesians 3:20 says this. Stay with me. He says he is able to do exceedingly. Everybody say exceedingly. Abundantly. Beyond all you could ever ask or think. According. Somebody shout according. According to what? According to the power that works in you. In you. Not around you. Not on you. But in you. He can do it all. It's above. It's beyond. It's exceedingly. It's abundant. It's life. It's favor. The world calls it good luck. But when you get into where God's going in your life, favor comes on your life. And it's more than you could ever think or ask. Because it's according to the power that works on the inside of you. I feel the Holy Ghost. So what does that mean? Well, that means if there ain't nothing going on in you, then ain't nothing going on around you. If you all dried up on the inside, I guarantee you all dried up on the outside. If you ain't got no hope in here, you certainly ain't got no hope out there. There's only momentary pleasure, momentary thrills. See, that's what happened down at the well with the woman at the well. She said, give me something to drink. He said, if you knew who I was and what you were asking, you'd ask me for something to drink and I'd give you rivers of living water that would flow up out of the inside of you. And you would satisfy you. Because I mean, everything in, there ain't nothing in the world can satisfy you, but everything in him will satisfy you. I believe it. I'm living it. I love the word of faith. Come on, amen. So if it ain't happening in you, there ain't nothing going on around you. Because your outer world is always dictated by your inner world. Your outer man is always dictated by your inner man. By the life of the Spirit that's on the inside of you. In other words, you can take somebody full of faith, full of promise, full of potential of the Lord, drop them in the most adverse situation of their life, and come back a year later and it's all turned around for the good and everything's happening. Favor's been displayed. Abundant life's been displayed. Everything that looked bad is looking good. On the other hand, you can take somebody that's a mess in their mind. They don't know how to think, don't know how to worship, don't know how to talk, don't know how to act. They got everything down on their own luck, think everybody's out to get them. You can drop them in the best opportunity of their lifetime and give them every tool they need to make it, but come back a year later and they're in the middle of the biggest mess. They're in debt, washed out, bankrupt, and don't know why they got there. Because it's an inside job. Come on, amen. They're not living by what's in them, they're living by what's around them. Is this okay? I'm telling you, there's some people in here tonight, there's more in you than you ever realized was on the inside of you before. You've been living out here. And everything in your life has been dictated by out here. But God said, no, 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 you got it all wrong. Everything in your life is dictated by what's in here. On the inside, amen? You got to get a hold of the revealed truth that is on the inside of your spirit and realize that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Everything that God is in me can overcome everything else in the world. Every fear, every trial, every doubt, every insecurity, every rejection, every failure. If it's God in me, then I can overcome everything around me. Don't matter what they say, don't matter what you say, don't matter what it said. It cannot dictate my life because my life is dictated by what's living on the inside of me. Do you believe that tonight? Come on, I wonder if I got anybody that believes it tonight. Come on, somebody shout, he's greater. He's greater than your debt. He's greater than your problem. Come on. He's greater than your fear. He's greater than the lie that's been told about you. He's greater than your past. He's greater than your failure. Somebody shout, he's greater. He's greater. My God is greater. He's greater than everything that's going on around me. That's good news. Come on, somebody shout, that's good news. I'm here to tell you tonight, if God says I can, then guess what? I can. I can do it. Amen. If God says I can own it, then guess what? I can own it. If God says I can do it, I can do it. If God says I can go there, then you better know I'm going to go there. If God told me not to go there, then I'm not going to go there. Amen. If God says it, that settles it. He's God. He lives on the inside of me. And if God said it, that must mean that it can be done, or he wouldn't be saying it in the first place, because he's God all by himself. I wish somebody would help me tonight. I can. I can. Some of you need to open up a can of I can. Hallelujah. Because what determines my life is based on what's happening inside of me, not around me. Now listen, watch this. Don't miss this, because we're going somewhere tonight. Healing becomes part of my spirit first. Then it shows up in my body. Yes. Prosperity becomes part of my spirit first. It shows up in my spirit first. Then it shows up in my bank account. Yes. Come on, is everybody okay? How many know if you find somebody that does not have a prosperous spirit, it doesn't matter how much money you give them, they always going to be broke. That's why when poor people win the lottery, 5 years later, they broke. Because what happens in your life begins on the inside. The spirit of the man, the lamp of the Lord. The spirit of a man, the lamp of the Lord. The spirit of a man, the lamp of the Lord. If we could put that in modern English, what it really means is this. It's like when you go on the internet and you find some material you want, and you just say, you know what, I'm going to download that. I want that. How many of we just grab stuff off the internet today? People back in the 80s don't know what the heck is going on today. If you want something, you just go get it off the internet. You download it. Amen. I mean, all that information is out there just floating around through space. It's everywhere. It's just out there. You log in, you say, that's what I want right there. I want to copy that article. I want to copy that picture. You hit download. Isn't that right? And then you download it. It comes into your hard drive. It shows up on your screen. Then you can hit the little print thing and print it out, and you got it on paper. Isn't that how that works? Amen. Let me tell you how that works in the kingdom. You want to hear this? All the promises of God in the spiritual atmosphere, they're just out there. The promises of God for your life are floating out there right now in the spiritual realm. They're hanging out there waiting on somebody to grab it by faith and download it. Come on, amen. Anyway, I know somebody say, I'll take that right there. That's my promise. I believe that word right there. That's real in my life right there. I'll take that. Oh, my God, by his stripes, I'm healed. I'm grabbing a hold of that one, too. I'm blessed of the Lord. I'm the head and not the tail. I can do all things. Every tongue that rises up against me, I'll condemn it. Come on, somebody. I'll grab that right. I need that right there. That's part of my life right. And you download it. And watch this. You don't download it to your mind, and you don't even download it to your feelings. That's why when you hear somebody say, well, I just felt God all over me. I went to church and I felt God all over me. How many of that could just be the AC clicking on? Because it ain't by how you feel. It ain't by what you think. I got goosebumps. Pastor prays for me. I got goosebumps on my goosebumps. That's because you're cold. Because listen to me, if you ain't feeling it on Tuesday like you were feeling it on Sunday, then how many of you know when your feelings are gone, you don't know whether to believe it anymore or not? When you don't feel it anymore, it's easy for the devil to come in and say, oh, that wasn't real. That pastor pushed you down. You didn't fall down. But how many of you know tonight, when you download it in your spirit and it gets on the inside of you, and on Thursday when all hell's breaking loose and somebody's all up in your face telling you why you didn't get it right and it's breaking loose on your life, you can stand up in your office and say, you know what, I'm going to bless the Lord with all my heart. I'm going to give him praise in the midst of this. There ain't no devil can steal my joy. Ain't no pain can take me out. The joy of the Lord is my strength. God's word is true. He ain't a man that he should lie nor repent.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly serve the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047. Taking care of business.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
And that's The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Bumgardner. Well, we hope you enjoyed the programming today. We're going to get back to some more programming in about an hour. But for the next few minutes, we're going to tell you that prayer and praise is underway and that calls have been coming in. Well, it took us a little extra doing to get the last matching funds challenge done, but we're very